Hello everyone, this is Tim Cummings, and welcome to all the Blind Cool Tech listeners. I wanted to do a podcast about different microphones and the Etterol. I just purchased my Etterol R1, I guess about a month or 2 months ago here. I've been very happy with it. I wanted to buy it before they went off the shelves with the R9 coming out, because I wanted to be able to use it with some of my mics, and I knew that it probably would work fairly well with some of these. So I want to talk a little bit about microphones today and polar patterns and sensitivity. And at the end of this review, I will give you some places where you can pick up any of these microphones if you're interested. Now, the mic that I'm using now is one of my favorites. This is a dynamic microphone. It's the Audio-Technica AT-804. I like it a lot because it's an omnidirectional microphone, meaning that it picks up well in all directions, whether you're in front of the mic or if you're on the side of the mic. Even if you're off axis, as the term says, it still picks up fairly well. And this is one of the hotter dynamic microphones around. Most dynamic mics, if you look at their specs, mics like the Behr M58 or the EVRE50, some of the other dynamic mics, most of them, even the Omnis, have sensitivities of about around minus 55 or minus 56 dB. This Audio-Technica AT-804 has a sensitivity of minus 49 dB, so it's a little bit hotter than other mics. And it works pretty well on the Etterol. You can probably hear there's a little bit of hiss here in the background. And when I show you some of the other mics that I'm going to be testing, it's not as loud, but it does a pretty nice job in noisy situations. You know, a lot of the hiss obviously would be masked. But I like it. It's a nice all-around mic. It's very heavy duty. It wears well in the field. So if you're doing remotes or doing kind of in-the-field interviews, it's very tough. It'll stand up to a lot of abuse. I like Omni microphones for interviews particularly, because you can get up really close to the person and you don't have a proximity effect. If I get up right on the mic, I'm about an inch away from it now, and as you can hear, there's no proximity effect. There's no increased bass response from my voice. And the frequency response of this mic is 50 to 15,000 hertz, so it's not hi-fi. And now I'm going to stand by a minute, and I'm going to switch to another microphone, which has a totally different polar pattern, kind of the opposite end of the spectrum, but generally the same characteristics. All right, this is a totally different mic. This is the Audio-Technica ATM-41HE. This is also a dynamic microphone. As you can probably hear, this mic has a little more high end to it, and it's a different pattern. It's much more closed sounding microphone. It doesn't have the open sound. This is a hypercardioid dynamic microphone, which means that it picks up best in front of the microphone, which I will demonstrate in a second here. But the thing about this mic is, if you get up close to it, as you can tell, it gets much bassier, and you have much more of a proximity effect, and especially you have a problem with your popping P's. This mic is used a lot, I think, in cases where performers would use it when they're on stage, because since it has a hypercardioid pickup pattern, it's used so as not to pick up feedback from other mics or other amplifiers. And just to show you how much this mic drops, if I turn so that I'm not speaking into the front of this mic, but speaking into the side of the mic, which I'm doing now, as you can tell, the audio level drops way down. Now I'm back in front of the mic. This mic has about the same sensitivity. I think it's minus 50 or minus 51 dB, so pretty close to the 804. I don't record that much with this microphone, because if I get up close, as you can tell, it gets very bassy and almost too bassy. And although I could do post-production and probably do some roll-off on that, but my wife sounds very nice on this microphone, because, of course, her voice isn't as bassy as mine. So it makes a difference sometimes in terms of microphones and which person is using the microphone. And let me switch over to the final microphone for the day here. Okay, everybody, this is the final microphone, and this is a mic that I just purchased. As you can tell, this mic is quite a bit louder than either of the two other mics that I just demonstrated. This is a condenser mic. This is the Audio-Technica ATM-10A. This is a condenser microphone. It either runs on phantom power, anywhere from 12 to 48 volts, or it runs on a AA battery, which I'm using it now on a AA battery. You'll notice it's quite a bit louder, although if you look at the specs, it's interesting. It's only about 5 dB louder as compared to either of the other two mics that I demonstrated for you. 5 dB in terms of the written specifications. I think it's minus 44 dB or something in sensitivity, but it does. It's quite a bit louder in actual practice. This mic is a condenser, as I said. It's got a frequency response of, I think, 20 to 20,000 hertz, but since it's an omni microphone, like the first mic that I demoed, if I get up closer to it, you will hear that there's really not a difference. My voice doesn't get any bassier, but the P's still pop a little bit, even though I'm using a windscreen. And this mic I decided to buy because I wanted another omni mic. I wanted an omni condenser, but I wanted a mic that would be loud enough so that I'd have a little better signal-to-noise ratio than with the 804, because I wanted to be able to use a microphone that would work well on the Eterol R1, and this mic seems to fit the bill. The AT804 retails for around $100 or a little bit less. That's the first mic I demoed. That's the Omnidynamic. The ATM41HE retails for about $200, but you can get it for $100 at other places if you look around. And this mic, the ATM10A, I think retails for around $150, but you can get it for around $100. I try to make a rule these days of never spending more than $100 per microphone. Otherwise, I would go bankrupt, and I don't want to break the bank on microphones. But anyway, a couple places where you can look for these microphones. There's a website called www.geartree.com, which I think sells all these mics, or at least two of them, the 41HE and the 804. www.bswonline.com, or places like Bradley Broadcast. Actually, Amazon too probably has these mics. I think this mic I actually bought from Amazon for around $100 from one of their resellers. If anybody has any questions about any of these mics or would like to talk audio with me, I love talking audio stuff. I'm on the Blind Cool Tech email list. Also, my email address is thcummings@comcast.net. And I'd love to talk about audio production or microphones or anything dealing with audio. It's one of my passions. I know it's one of Neil's passions, and I love to hear his podcasts. In closing, I just want to say that I'm very, very happy overall with my R1. Talk to you all later.